Blog Talk Radio.
Locker room. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and tonight is a big time night, not only for the Before You Go Pro locker room family, but also for some young men and their families that I have on the line. Tomorrow's National Signing Day, as many of you guys know, and we have two of California's finest young prospects on the line with us tonight. I have Ana'u, who is a fabulous defensive tackle with the Lompoc High School team, and he is going off to UCLA, and Donovan Lee, who is a dynamic running back, slot back with Chaminade High School, a state champion, and he's going off to the University of Colorado. Are you guys with us? Can you hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
I'm right here.
Perfect, perfect. So once again, you guys, I really appreciate the time. I know that there's a million things going on in you guys' life right now, and I just know these are exciting times. So I appreciate everybody joining us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us on here.
Oh, no problem, no problem. And we have an audience of young aspiring football players that want to do some of the things that you guys have done and accomplished, some of the feats that you guys have accomplished. I know that your careers are just getting started, and everybody's excited to see what you guys do in the Pac-12. So we have about 40 minutes talk about your careers and where things are headed for the future. So I want to get right into it. And I've actually got the whole Tawa family on the line tonight. I have mom, dad, and young son. So I'll get started with you guys. How are you guys feeling the night before signing day? We'll start with
excited.
You, Dad.
Oh, very excited. A lot of preparation. You know, a lot of it rides on his shoulders, making sure he's all ready to go. But we're just really excited about the day.
Definitely, and I know this is a little bit of a whirlwind for everybody, and things move so quick in this fast-paced college football business. Are you guys excited to finally kind of have things behind you a little bit?
Who's that one on?
I'm excited to find out where I'm going, and I'm just excited to have a paper tomorrow to sign. It's a blessing to have one. Not everyone gets a paper on February 5th to sign, send back to a college.
I hear you. And Ana'u, you had a magnificent team over there at Lompoc High. Are there some other players from your team signing tomorrow as well?
I think our quarterback might be. I'm not sure to where, though, but I think he got somewhere to go tomorrow.
Gotcha, gotcha. And Donovan, I know we have you on the line with state champion Chaminade High School. You've got a few teammates that are looking to sign letters of intent as well tomorrow, right?
Right, right. I have one of my teammates is going to be a future teammate as well, Rick Gamboa, is signing with Colorado tomorrow with me. And then JoJo McIntosh is signing with the University of Washington. And Brad Kaya, our quarterback, is signing with Miami. And then another receiver signing.
Yourself,
he's undecided. He's going to. Oh, me, I'm signing at Colorado University, Boulder.
Exactly. And how about yourself? Are you excited that this process is over, or was it something that was really like nothing to you? It was something that you really enjoyed, or was it kind of a hassle for you?
I think everybody should enjoy the recruiting process. It's a great time in life, but it's kind of – I'm kind of excited for it to be over, and when I finally committed for it to be over, and I'm just glad and blessed and just thankful that I have a paper to sign as well tomorrow, so I'm excited for it.
Great, great. Well, once again, we are just really, really thankful that you guys were able to join us tonight in the locker room. Once again, we have two of California's finest, Ana Hu from Lompoc High School, who's going to UCLA, and also Donovan Lee, from Chaminade High School, who is going to Colorado. Talk to me a little bit, Ana'u, about the decision to go to UCLA. Was staying in the Pac-12 something that was important to you?
That wasn't really the what I was looking for to sign or to go somewhere. But what I was looking for was to stay next to home with my parents. You know. I want my family to be there after some games. I want them to be there for me. And if I ever need to go home, I could go home. You know, it's not that far, 2 hours. And I know I had Cal, and that's pretty close, but I was looking for a team to go in and do some work for and help out and get something great out of it. And right now I feel like UCLA is a team to do that with.
And talk to me a little bit, Mom, Tui. I know that you're listening to your son talk right now, but did you secretly have your fingers crossed behind your back that he would stay close to home?
No, I just always told him that, you know, wherever you decide to lay your head, that's where you're going to lay your head for the next 4 to 5 years. So it was always up to him. You know?
Definitely. So you got pretty much put the ball in his court.
Yes.
That's fabulous. I do recommend that for so many young prospects. I know that the parents, they have their favorites as well, but, you know, the child is the one that's going to have to live with the decision. So I really commend you guys on leaving the decision up to Ana'u as far as where he wants to spend the next 3 to 5 years of his life. Many kids end up staying where they went to college and living there. And for myself, I went to the University of Colorado and met my wife there. So this is definitely a big-time life decision. Donovan, did you feel like this was a big decision for you and your family, or did your parents kind of leave the decision solely up to you?
My parents left pretty much the whole decision up to me. They kind of influenced my decision a little bit, but Colorado's kind of – my mom actually lives in Texas, so it's kind of in between both of them, so it's not too far of a flight for either one of them to come out the game and support. So.
Gotcha. And was playing in the Pac-12 something that was important to you?
Yeah, I don't really watch any other kind of football. I just have Pac-12 Network, and those are the only teams I grew up watching, so it's kind of exciting and crazy to get to have a chance to play there, so.
Definitely, and I obviously am rooting for you. I'm rooting for both of you guys hard. You guys, I look at it before you go pro kids now, and I would love to have Elf and my network put our arm around you guys and wish you on, both on the field and off the field. But, Donovan, we've talked many times. The University of Colorado needs a lot of help, and they've got a good one in you. So we're glad that you're going to be a Buffalo. Toa family, talk to me a little bit, and I'll pose this one to you, T, as far as your son and watching him grow up and play football. When was it that you started to kind of notice that your son had what it takes to maybe get a college scholarship?
You know, I was actually a believer from when he was pretty young in YFL, you know, just through the performances he was putting out and the fact that they play by weight. He had to play with the older kids that were three or four years older than him sometimes. So I knew if he can ball with guys that were like that at a young age, that he'd be fine through the high school ranks. And looks like he's going to be. We'll see how things go in college.
Was Lompoc High School a family decision, or was that Anau's decision, T?
Well, you know, I pulled him out of school his freshman year. You get one free move, and we were all set up to go down to Centennial down in Corona, the Inland Empire. And, you know, it's the same thing kind of fell in the place where he could play here, where it would be a lot easier for a lot of family because our family's huge. Just for them to be able to come and watch him every Friday night, it would have been a lot easier to stay here locally. And it worked out. It really paid off because it's tough to get out of this area. And, you know, that's why I was thinking Centennial. But it worked out just fine.
Definitely. It sure did. Talk to me a little bit. I'll throw this one at you, Donovan, because times have changed since I came out of high school in 1997, and the recruiting wars are definitely fierce, and there's a lot going on with recruits as far as camp and combine. Did you attend any camps or combines, Donovan?
Yeah, I went to the UCLA and USC camp, and I didn't do too many combines. I think I did the Nike combine. That's about it. Only one I participated in.
And did you feel like the camps and combines were something that benefited you as a player, or do you think it's something that players shouldn't bother with?
I think for some people it'll really benefit them. For me personally, it didn't. It wasn't something that really helped me too much in the recruiting process. It was a good workout, basically, but any offers that I got were from on-field performance and film and talking to coaches.
Definitely. And Anau, I know that you've been all over all the different circuits and different combines, and I think you even went to the opening. Do you feel like those things helped you to showcase your skills, or do you feel like it was something that you probably could have passed on?
No, you can't pass on things like that because they helped me out with a lot of technique, and every time I went somewhere, I always came back home and got to teach one of my teammates or something. You know, I always got to bring back something with me, and I appreciate all the camps that I went to, and it was a lot of help.
Did it open your eyes to how competitive the recruiting industry is and how much talent was out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I was going to camps, and, you know, I'm the biggest kid out here. And I remember going to Florida camp, and I was sitting next to one of the other D linemen. His shoe was like a size 16. I was like, dang, dude, how'd your shoe get so big? And I was like, I was just looking at all the big guys around here. This guy's, like, arms so swole. And it definitely opened my eyes with what kind of competitions across the world. And it's still out there. There's people still sleeping on people, and there's still people working out and getting better.
I love it. We're always telling – before you go pro, kids, you can't live in a bubble. You know, just because you're good at your high school doesn't mean that there's not somebody on the East Coast or down South coming for your spot.
Exactly.
So I love that talk right there. Talk to me a little bit about your high school career. Was it were you getting off right from the beginning, or did it take you a little bit of time to start catching on to things at the high school level?
Well, my freshman year, I got to play varsity, you know, the first game. So coming from eighth grade
wow.
to, you know, standing tall, just chucking guys, to going to varsity playing with 18-year-olds, I remember the first play, I just got messed up. I got drove back. It was bad. But after a while, you know, after the sophomore year, I came back ready, and I just kept on getting better every year.
And mom, are you one of the moms that just trusts what son and dad are doing, or were you kind of a little skeptical or apprehensive in the background? Did you want your son playing varsity that young?
Oh, yeah, I love defense. I'm a defense mom, so when he stepped up to play defense, I was all for it. So I was like, as long as you can handle it, son, you can go out there and conquer anybody.
There you go. And Donovan, I know that Chaminade has a tremendous program. Once again, I actually met you at the CIF State game, a game that you were a player of the game. Congratulations on that. And a state championship, was that something that you guys were expecting this year at Chaminade?
Yeah, this year, well, every year, our team writes down goals on a board all together. The team, like, makes up the goals. And that was one of our goals that we had since last year. After, you know, having a great season and going to CIF and coming up short that year, we just had that goal in our mind all year, practicing and working towards that. So it was just amazing to achieve that goal at the end of it.
And obviously you guys were talented, but do you think it was the talent or was it the work ethic or a combination of both that put you guys over the top?
I think it was all that and the coaching that all went into it, all the preparation they put into it, our fans behind us, but then back to all of us, the teamwork and heart that we all had putting into it, like never giving up, especially in that CIF game. It was like one of the hardest games I'm sure all of us have played in our lives. So let's commend our whole team for that.
It didn't look too hard from the score. It looked like you guys were rolling
no,
them
the,
up.
No, the
but,
CIF the CIF game, not the
oh,
state game. The
one before. Okay.
Against
gotcha.
Sarah.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Sarah was a team that many people probably didn't expect for you guys to win. Talk to me a little bit about that, because you guys weren't the favorite versus Sarah. Did you guys kind of look each other in the eye, or was it something said in the locker room where you guys knew you were going to pull that one out?
I think it was kind of an unspoken thing, just the look in all of our eyes, like after coming out of the locker room at halftime, and then we kept fighting and everything, and seeing that we're slowly like cutting at the score and getting closer and closer, and just the will and determination not to lose that game was what really helped us to win. So.
I gotcha. And once again, for those people who are just joining on, we have two of California's best prospects. These are two great young men that come from great families, and they're going to play in the Pac-12. I'm so glad that you guys are actually staying close to home and staying where we all can watch you guys and root you on TV in the upcoming years. So we have Anna Wu, Lumpak High, and Donovan Lee with Chaminade. These are two players that are actually becoming friends. They played against each other at the high school level, and before you go pro kids, they're going to be playing against each other collegiately and maybe in the NFL one day. So proud of you guys. T, I want to throw a question out to you, because you obviously are breeding them well down there where you're at, you and your wife, and you actually have an older son that plays some football too as well.
Yeah, he's going to take up the coaching deal now.
Okay, and his name is Vi Tawa, and he is actually, a lot of you guys may remember, he was a stellar running back at Nevada University and was the running back for Colin Kaepernick, who is now having fame with the 49ers and success with the 49ers. Talk to me a little bit about Vi and his recruiting process. Did you feel like that helped you guys with Ana'u?
It definitely helped out. Any kind of experience, you know, I knew we were going to benefit from it, you know, but the funny thing is he wasn't getting highly recruited. Like, you know, I tried to put him out there and market him as best I could, you know, coming from the area we come from. Like, I sat down with Ken Norton Jr. from USC, and we watched Vi do the 40 and the bench and everything, and then he said he doesn't really recruit this area. And the same thing came out of UCLA. They don't really recruit this area. So, you know, it was my job to get my boys out there to these camps and combines, let them compete against the best, and hopefully be able to get them out there. You know, get them an offer. But it's kind of funny because Oregon State was all over Vi, and then they didn't check the tree, because when they came Ina'u's time, they were backpedaling and explaining their reasons why, but it was okay. You know, the head coach makes the decisions on that, you know, so it's all okay, and I have no bad feelings about nothing, that, you know, no regrets on what went on. And so
I like that term. Opposite. They didn't check the tree. I hear you on that. Well, I'm sure they're checking now, and I know you got another little one waiting in the wing, so I'm sure he'll be getting some attention here shortly. Speaking of checking the tree, Donovan, you've got a younger brother that's supposed to be pretty hot, huh?
Right. Diamond, he had a phenomenal season, actually. Turned a lot of heads this year.
Yeah, and has he been kind of paying close attention to your recruiting experience?
I think so a little bit. He's had an eye on me throughout this whole process.
Secretly, as a big brother, would you like for him to go to college with you?
Oh, yeah, of course. That'd be a dream come true. But, you know, it's really what's best for him. And, you know, opportunities that come his way, and I just want to see him succeed at the next level as well. So, but it'll still be a, you know, a blessing if I keep getting that chance to play with him.
I hear you. I hear you. So let's talk a little bit, you guys, and we probably got a roughly about maybe 20 minutes here, 25 minutes. And once again, I appreciate the time so much. I know that many of the kids and parents listening are right by their laptop or their smartphone, and they're soaking this all in. Let's talk a little bit, Ana'u. I'm going to pose this question to you. Are you going to feel like tomorrow when you sign that letter of intent to a certain extent that all that hard work has been paid off?
Yeah, of course, but, you know, I'm going to try as best as I can not to think about any other place, because I know something's good in store for me at UCLA, and I'm just going to be happy to sign with them.
I got you. And talk to us a little bit about who was recruiting you. Where did you end up taking your recruiting trips?
When did I take my recruiting trip?
Where?
Yeah, where?
Did
what,
you say
what
where?
School did you, where?
I can't hear you that well. What'd you say?
I said, which school did you take recruiting trips to? Where did you go?
Oh, I took my first one to Washington State. I checked that out. And then I went to Ole Miss. And then I went to Oklahoma. Then I went to UCLA. And I just knew, you know, that I committed on the spot right there on my fourth trip.
Gotcha. And was it something about UCLA that swayed you that way? Or was it just the fact that you were going to be close to home? Or was it the coaching staff or the teammates that you really liked? What was it that really made you say UCLA was the place?
It was the coaching staff. He talked highly on my brother when he first met me. He was talking good about my brother, and I knew they got along. I asked my brother who he was, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's a cool coach right there. He was a linebacker's coach. So I knew that guy recruiting me came because he knew my brother, and I liked the coaches that came at me, and then I really like the lineman that is there, Eddie Vanderdoes. he was pretty cool. And Kenny Clark, he's a pretty cool guy too. And I think those are some guys to look up to and play right next to.
Did the success that UCLA is having right now, did that come into play with your decision?
Oh, yeah. It definitely drew a lot of attention to UCLA because it's right next to home, and with all the stuff going on and all the good things that they're predicted to do, and I think they're ranked 7 next year coming out the gate. And they told me they're playing in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium next year against Texas. So I was pretty pumped about that. You know, even more, that's a big game right there, and it's like the 4th game. So hopefully I'm getting some playing time by then, and I'm trying to go in and do some impact.
Sweet, sweet. And Donovan, for you, what was it about CU that said, hey, this is the place for me? Was there any kind of defining moment, or was it the coaching staff or certain players on the team that made you say this feels right? What was it?
It was the coaching staff definitely had a lot to do with it throughout the season. Well, they were my first offer, so from like an early time, I got a chance to grow and like learn a lot about them and grow closer to them. And then I had a teammate already out there, Elijah Dunston, from my school last year, who's been out there. But he was also another voice in my ear. And then when I went out there on my unofficial for the junior day, just everything that I saw out there was kind of just, like, perfect. I couldn't see myself at another place. And I committed whenever they came to my house on an in-home visit. Got a chance to talk to my dad a little bit. So.
Great, great. And, Mom, I'll pose this question to you, Tui. As far as your son going off to college, is it? I know you've already had one son go off to college, but as a mom, is it something that you get a little nervous about, or is it something that you think he's really ready for?
I think he's really ready for it, and it's less of cooking for me.
Yeah, you got some big boys in the house.
I hear you.
And is football something that you've always watched, or is it something that you've grown accustomed to as your boys have played?
I've always been a football fan, a defense fan, but until I married my husband, I got married pretty young at 18, and when I had my kids young as well. So when I met my husband, he, you know, just the love he had for football and he introduced to the kids, I just fell in love with the two. So.
Wow, that's fabulous. Well, I know you guys have a tight-knit family. Can you still hear me? We're getting a little feedback. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay, perfect. I was saying that I know you guys have a tight-knit family, and I look at Chief's post on Facebook. You guys, I know that he's going to do fabulous things at UCLA, and once again, we'll definitely be rooting him on. Donovan, do you think that your family is going to make a big point to really send you off the right way and be able to make some of the games when you're up at Colorado?
Yeah, my family is pretty tight knit as well. I would say myself, and they really support me, and they have like throughout my whole life actually. So they'll definitely make a point to be at as many games as they can attend, and yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing them at those games too.
And talk to me a little bit, Donovan, as far as you coming up in the Southern California area. Was there any coach or any mentor or anybody that kind of helped lead you along the way? Was there anybody that you would say was pushing you in the right direction to make the right decision?
I actually, I was born in Texas, so I grew up playing football out there because it was kind of like a second religion out there. Like, I had no choice but to grow up playing football, and then I moved out here around sixth grade, and only person that's been constant with pushing me in the right direction as far as football and all that is my dad. because he played in high school and everything, so he did his best to put me around the right people and teach me what he knew about the sport and just to mentor me and mold me into the player that I am. So,
great point. I know you have your older brother, Vi, that had an NFL opportunity and did great things in Nevada. Has he shared anything with you that you feel has helped you along your journey?
He told me that during this recruiting process, there's going to be a lot of lying going on, and when you get there, it's going to be a whole different story, so I know I'm ready for that.
Yes, yes, and do you think your brother was right after going through the process?
I felt some lying going on at some times, but honestly, I felt like UCLA was the most straight up and honest with me.
I'll throw this one at you, T. When do you feel like you and Mom started realizing how big the business of recruiting was?
That one's to me?
That one was to Dad, to T. When did you start picking up, T, on how big the business was as far as recruiting?
Right off the bat, you know, there's so many different levels to it as well. You know, there's so many different angles, you know, that you could talk about. I mean, the beginning of it, committing early, I thought you're going to get, you know, like we did with UCLA, they were telling you a lot of the honest things. And I noticed some of the guys that commit later on, they're telling them a bunch of things that, you know, they really can't promise, you know. So, you know, there's good and bad things about committing early and late. So you just got to learn how to sort it through and figure out, you know, what's real and what's not.
Anahu, did you have a lot of the publications like Scout.com and Rivals and those type of people contacting you as well?
Yeah, I did, but I try not to answer the phone call so much because I feel like that's a lot of hype, you know, and in the end, it's all going to change when you go to college because there's going to be every other five-star there, every other four-star there. There's going to be everyone, but from out of high school, they got better, so they're practically six stars or seven stars. So I don't really care about that.
I got you. And it looks like, unfortunately, I think we might have lost Donovan, and we're almost here. Okay, here he is back. Give me 1 second. Make sure we have Donovan. Do we still have you? Okay, perfect. And, yeah, I can hear you. And we roughly got about 10, 15 minutes, you guys. And once again, I just really appreciate this, considering both of you guys will be signing your letter of intent tomorrow. Donovan, where are you going to be signing your letter of intent? Are you going to be at school?
Yes, me and all my teammates are signing at school together. So it should be a big,
great,
good thing for the whole community up here. So.
Great. And as far as you, will you be at school as well, signing your letter of intent?
No, I'm going to be at home.
Great. With the family?
Yep.
Sweet. Well, you guys are both, I know, very, very high on the priority list for Colorado and for UCLA. So they'll probably be waiting for you guys' facts to come through pretty fast there, and they may be calling you if they don't see it right away. So once again, these are exciting times, and I really appreciate it. Take it from me, this is going to be one of the best times of your life right now. Everybody's kissing your behind and telling you how great you are. And then kind of like you said, Anahu, once you get on campus, it's going to be showtime. I'll throw this one out to you, Donovan. Once you get up to the University of Colorado, do you feel like there's going to be certain things that you're going to have to do to step up your game to get it to the next level?
Definitely. I feel like I'm going to be pushed a lot when I get out there, and I'm actually looking forward to it, and I feel like it's the ball's in my court, and it's all going to be up to me once I get out there, the harder I work, and I have all the opportunity in the world, I feel like.
said.
And have they already told you what position you'll be playing?
Yes, they told me they're looking at me as running back and some slot receiver.
Okay. And as far as you, Anahu, do you already know, will you be playing some DN or are you playing D-tackle up there at UCLA?
I'll probably play D-tackle at the 3 technique and some packages and then see what happens over the years.
Was it important to you, Anahu, that Coach Mora had NFL experience?
That definitely gave me another reason because, you know, hopefully if I don't get the when I finish, you know, he can make a phone call here and there, or if you know, I'm on some team and then he takes over a team, you know, obviously we got a good relationship going on.
Yes, definitely, and I know when I was coming up through the ranks, whenever you have coaches with NFL ties, and Donovan, I know there's some guys on staff like Coach Walters with CU that has NFL ties. That's always going to be good for you down the road. Let's kind of go with this one, and I'll pose this one to you, Dad, to you, T. How do you feel like you guys' relationship was with the Lompoc High coaching staff? Was that a strong relationship for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we hit it off pretty good, you know. I wish things would have worked out with one of my other sons because he was a young coach coming in, so I didn't take a chance with him. But he proved himself right off the bat to be a winning coach, and he's been really good to our family. So, you know, we're really excited about him.
Do you feel like was he involved with the recruiting process or, you know, because I've heard some players and some coaches say that with all the camps and the combines that some of the high school coaches get iced out a little bit with the recruiting process. Was the Lompoc High coach involved with that process?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it definitely opened up the door for a lot of kids in our area because you know, he's the only one that's got the line of communication going right now anywhere in this area. Any of the private schools, the public schools, nobody has got the opportunity to communicate like he has. And he's built those relationships, and there should be good to go for, you know, the years to come. You know.
How about you, Donovan? I know Chaminade has a lot of kids going to D1A. Do you think a lot of that was also help from your coaching staff, or do you think it was primarily the kids getting offers on their own?
I feel like a lot of it has to do with our coaching staff, and in particular our head coach, Ed Crozen. I feel like he's really here for the kids, always calling coaches, talking, trying to push people's names out there, other kids that didn't do stuff on their own per se, and we're having a hard time getting recruited. He really pushed their names and helped them. So, yeah, he really has been a big factor to our whole school.
Well, you know, I don't want to keep you guys all night. You guys have shared a lot with us tonight, and you guys are friends of the Before You Go Pro family. You guys are family. We'll end it kind of like this, and I'll throw this out to you, Anahu. What was the biggest, give me one big surprise of the recruiting process and one maybe thing that you didn't like too much about the recruiting process?
One thing I really liked is they all gave me opportunity to come play for them, and they all built some good relationships with me, and that was a good thing I liked about it. The bad thing was, like, sometimes I was just, you know, getting overwhelming, and at times it was just like, all right, I need to turn off the phone. You know, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to talk to anyone that's calling me or texting me on Facebook or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's only the other thing that I didn't like.
Did schools try to reach out to you through social networking too?
Yeah. But that's another thing is that, like, I like to handle like certain things. There's still things going on in my life, and you know that with all that thing, all the recruiting coming at you, you just gotta know how to balance it, I guess.
Great point. Great point. And how about you, Donovan? Give me one thing that you really enjoyed about the recruiting process, and then one thing that you didn't like so much.
I feel like the exact same way, the opportunities that the schools come at you with, and just with how you were saying, it's a great part of your life, and everyone's telling you how great you are. They want you to come to their school and all that, but at times it does get overwhelming, and you have a lot of work, and it's still just calling you. You're trying to get all that done, so you just really have to learn how to balance that. But, no, I think it was a really exciting time in life, so.
All right, you guys. Well, I am so excited for the both of you. You guys have a world of opportunity in front of you. I want you guys to seize all the opportunity, not just on the field, but off the field. You're going to be exposed to all types of people that you will only be exposed to in college. And you guys are going to world-renowned universities. You know, when you look at Colorado and Boulder, or you look at UCLA, these are world-renowned universities. So you guys just really soak it in when you get up there. And I've got October 25th marked on my calendar, and that is the day that actually you guys will hook up on the field again in Boulder, Colorado. And I want you guys to promise me that you guys give each other a nice pound or a hug at the end of the game, okay?
Oh, definitely.
I'll be looking for you, Doc.
All right.
All right, you guys. Well, you guys have a wonderful night. I appreciate both Donovan and the Tawa family joining us tonight. And you guys just have a ball tomorrow signing your letter of intent, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate this.
Good luck,
all right, you guys have a good. Thank you.
God bless.
You guys
thank
have
you.
A good one.
Good luck to you too. All right, thank
all
you.
Right.
All right,
good
all right, Donovan, take care.
Woo!
You too.
All right.
All right, you guys. So we have the Tawa family, Ana U, big time prospect out of Lompoc High, going to UCLA. And then we also had young Donovan Lee, big-time prospect from Chaminade High, going to Colorado. And just so excited for these young men. This is the beginning of a new chapter in their life, and they're going to do amazing things. So keep your eyes on those guys. You know, before you go pro in the locker room, we put it all on the table, and we try to expose you to some of the best guys who are currently doing it, and guys who have already done it, and to help you along your journey. Feel free to get more content about Before You Go Pro at www.beforeyougopro.com. We have just released the book on ebook version. That is Before You Go Pro, the book. Please, if you haven't read that book, that's something you definitely want to look at, and then you can pre-order the paperback version of it, and that also comes with an autograph copy from me. We've got so many good things coming out. We've got another locker room show coming up this Thursday. We're releasing our signing day newsletter tomorrow. So once again, go to beforeyougopro.com and check out all the information we got there. And please, please, please tell a friend, because this is an amazing movement. These kids need positive stuff in their life so they can take it to the next level. So I love all you guys. And we will see you at the top, and we will see you next Thursday in the locker room. Have a good one.